This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have been in a court of law multiple times, not as a criminal, but either as a defense witness or for some case or another, or to be there for a friend, who knows. And this was my first time that I got to be involved in a hearing. Now, I don't know if I'm considered a criminal. I was caught, well, I don't know if it was me, but my car was caught speeding in my neighborhood. And so, as we discussed about a week or two ago, there was going to be a hearing. Some of you have asked and checked in, you know, was I, you know, carted away in cuffs and all that. So far, so good. Apparently, allegedly, there was a driver in my vehicle that was during one afternoon, which I'm not really in my car in the afternoon. I'm usually seeing patients online. Apparently, was driving 37 miles per hour in a 25 mile per hour zone. So somebody was in my car driving an additional 12 miles an hour. And apparently it prompted a hearing. So I got dressed up, right? I put pants on because it's a virtual hearing. And I had my hearing. I've never really dealt too much with my HOA except for paying fine after fine after fine after fine after fine. And trying to justify why there's a weed. Right, somewhere in the house. And I was pleasantly surprised. They were a nice group of people. They were nice. It was probably the quickest hearing I ever saw. And, you know, they asked me, told me what my crime was, right? Driving 37 miles per hour in a 25 mile per hour zone. And they asked if I had anything to say about the matter. Now, first thing you do whenever you are, you know, in a court of law is don't admit anything unless you really did it. So I have absolutely no idea why my car was speeding. And I don't even know if I was driving. It could have been one of my kids. You know, I was thinking about, should I throw my kids under the bus? You know, because, you know, they can use a little bit of seasoning. You know, they're a little green. They're young. And I'm like, you know, I could throw my kids under the bus. But, you know, just in case it gets taped, no, because I'll find out. They already questioned if I love them. So I'm like, no. Okay, I'm not going to throw them under the bus. Even though I really think it could have been one of them. They could have been like, you know what, I want to go get a burger, and they grabbed the car. And they like my car more than theirs, which is a whole other issue. I didn't have a car growing up. I had to buy my own little Chevy Chevette with no air conditioning. So one is I don't even know if it was me. You couldn't see me. You couldn't see the blonde hair. You couldn't see the googly eyes. All you saw was a red car. So I said, look, I don't know if that was even me. I'm not going to make guilt. But the next thing you should do if you're ever trying to defend yourself, all right, in a court of law or in a homeowners association, is realize, remember the three E's? I keep telling you guys three E's. Engage, educate, enlist. You got to engage them. They were probably expecting the average person to go, are you flipping kidding me? Really, 12 miles per hour over the speed limit? You are really, really? So they probably expected somebody to start giving them a hard time. But you see, no. If I wanted to engage them, okay, what is all the average homeowners association trying to do? Are they trying to be Nazis? No, they're really not. They are trying to have this perception of them protecting the neighborhood, whether it's the weed that's growing in my front yard or whether it's somebody speeding. So I engage them by saying, look, okay, you know, speed is an issue. Speed is a public health issue. Okay? And I have some suggestions on what our neighborhood could do to control speed. So that was pretty engaging because I could go, wait a second, this is somebody, Dr. Dahlia is really passionate about people not speeding. I am now, especially since I'm facing a fine. So I said, look, you know, we have a couple issues. You know, one is we got a lot of ducks. There's a lot of ducks around. And, you know, you wonder why people are speeding. Well, maybe they're scared of the ducks. You know, the ducks in my neighborhood, they get into these, like, military formations, and they sit there and they stare us humans down. I'm not going to sit idle in my car and be attacked by birds. And with COVID, and everybody thinking COVID came from some bat, you know, or somebody eating a bat, you think I'm going to want to be next to a duck? I don't want to get COVID. So if I am in a car, I'm probably going to flee the ducks. And then on top of that, I had to be very, very clear. My neighborhood has this habit of hiring very good-looking guards. And, you know, we middle-aged women, you know, we fantasize about men in uniform all the time. And I told them, look, the problem is I'm a married woman. I'm trying to keep my marriage. I'm really trying to keep my marriage. All right? I mean, I got kids. I cannot be tempted by good-looking guards. And so I might, you know, in haste to avoid evil temptation and possibly being adulterous, I speed through the guard compound. And so I, you know, I explained that, you know, the best I could. And I didn't want to put them on the defense, but if they don't want people to speed, there are some things they need to clean up, such as the wildlife, you know, issue that we have. And, you know, having people that could unfortunately cause us to sin. So to avoid sin and to avoid carnage and to save my life, maybe if I did drive that car allegedly, I might have sped a little bit. So I don't know how it ended. I don't know if I'm going to get fined. But, you know, for those of you that do need tips before you face a hearing or a judge or a jury, you know, remember your threes. I engaged them. I educated them on issues that could affect driving. And then my enlisting was, you know, please fix these problems so nobody else speeds. I'm a neighbor and I don't want my neighbors speeding. This is so crucial. I really care about speeding. Hopefully they forgot that I was the one speeding. Hopefully they were so overwhelmed with my research and evaluation of the speeding issue that happens in the neighborhood that they were like, oh my gosh, not only is she not guilty of speeding, but she is probably the only neighbor in the whole entire homeowners association that actually gives a heart and duke. So I don't know, it might have worked. So, you know, keep me posted if you guys need, you know, some consulting tips on what to do with your next homeowners association defense hearing. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So May is Healthy Vision Month. And I think we let our vision go because we have so many other things to worry about. You know, got to get our colonoscopies, got to get our pap smears, got to get our prostates checked, got to get toilet paper. There might be another shortage. And so, you know, how often do we get our eyes checked? And there's been a lot of debate on what the screening should be when it comes to vision. And as a physician, I am very adamant about those of you that have high blood pressure, those of you having diabetes, to get checked yearly and to get checked regularly. And our next guest, and I think we're trying to get him on the line right now, is Randy Jackson, Grammy Award-winning producer. Jason, do we have him yet or no? Okay, Okay, great. So, Randy Jackson, America, I love him. Huge, huge fan. He's going to be joining us to talk about his path with diabetes. And, you know, it's really interesting when people have vision issues. The vision issues might not be what you expect, like, oh, you know, I can't see anymore. I'm completely blind, and God forbid that ever happens. But that's not always the way a diabetic or high blood pressure or somebody who is starting to have vision issues, that's not the way they always present. Sometimes it could be something as simple as something being fuzzy or something being blurry or looking at a light and the light seems to be frayed. You know, I don't drive very well at night. I'm not a good driver, as you can tell by my tickets, but still, you know, that's a problem. So joining us now, oh, I love you, Randy Jackson, Grammy Award-winning producer, is going to talk to us about his path with diabetes. Randy, thank you for joining us, man. We really appreciate it.
Yo, doctor, how are you? Good to talk to you. I'm a
God,
fan.
Man, I love you. Man, I love you so much. And, you know, you amazing transformation with your weight, with your fitness, and, you know, tell us about that.
Well, listen, I made health my top priority. Back in 2003, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. So, you know, this, what ADA is doing with the focus on diabetes and health and eye health is all about my world. You know what I mean? Like, it's a disease that you get that there's no cure for, but you can definitely help to manage it and live a healthy, safe life. But you've got to start with the health, making it a top priority. Getting them eyes checked once a year is paramount.
Absolutely. You know, what were you having some symptoms, or was this a random blood test that picked up your diabetes?
You know, I was having symptoms. I felt like I couldn't quench my thirst. I thought I had a flu. I wound up in the emergency room, and my blood sugar was over 500.
Wow.
You know, the doctor said, okay, I got bad news, but I got some pretty good news, too. I go, okay, what do you want first? To give me the bad news. You have type 2 diabetes. Wow, okay. What's the sort of good news? You can manage it, but you got to make your health your top priority. And I avoided it, like most people avoid it. Most people avoid going to the eye doctor because, you know, we're in this COVID state of the world, and people don't want to go anywhere, let alone the eye doctor. But you got to do the annual checkup and have them do an annual dilated eye exam checkup on you, because it can tell them everything that's going on, and it helps people prevent like 95% of blindness from diabetes if you catch signs early.
So true, so true. Have you been, you've always worn glasses, and you know that's your style, and you look good.
Yeah.
Have you had vision issues? Have you had vision issues as a result of your diabetes?
Of course. I mean, I've had blurry vision, I've had poor night vision. You know, when your diabetes numbers are high, that's why, you know, you got to check your blood sugar. You got to really know what you're doing. That's why it's so important and so great that the ADA is doing this. That's why I jumped on board with them, because that focus on diabetes, you got to know everything. Listen, that eye exam can tell you a lot about your overall health.
So true, so true. Also, in the African-American population, I believe it's underdiagnosed. I believe that many don't have access, you know, to get these checked and screened. And kidney disease, unfortunately, can affect the population more severely. How, not to get too personal, Randy, but how have your kidneys been doing?
You know what? I'm really good because, you know, before I was ever diagnosed, my health was terrible. And I never went to the doctor at all. Because, you know, people don't like going to the doctor because they think the doctor's going to be bad news.
Yep.
Well, it's not bad news, but it's real news. So wouldn't you want to know the truth? Wouldn't you? I would. I know a lot of people like me that would. And, I mean, I think if it's a life or death situation, you want to know the truth.
Absolutely.
So please go to the doctor. Go to the eye doctor. So I was terrible at doing it. I admit. I never went. I never wanted them to tell me that, oh, my God, you need to lose some weight. Oh, my God, your cholesterol's high. Oh, my God, you got this, you got that. So, you know, but now I'm all about it. And, I mean, you know, because I made my health top priority, I'm probably in the best shape of my life.
Absolutely. Can you give us some tips on how you did lose the weight?
Well, I did a number of things. I mean, I started with a gastric bypass thing many, many years ago, over 20 years ago. And it helped me to start shedding the weight, but slowly the weight started creeping back on. Because it definitely is a good jump start, and it will definitely help you. But it's not an end-all, be-all cure. So finally, I had to get it together and change my diet. So I changed my diet. I had this whole food revolution going on. You know, I've started, like, my own wellness line of Unify Health Lab vitamins and minerals. I started getting my exercise regime together. It was a process, and it's still a work in progress. But, man, I'm telling you, listen, you just got to do the work. If you really want the results, do the work, and you'll get them.
It is. It's so true. We're speaking to Grammy Award-winning producer Randy Jackson, my idol. I've listened to every piece of advice he's ever given.
Love you.
Honestly, man. Gosh, the advice you would give on American Idol, people don't realize how priceless that was. You know, I mean, I was taking notes. It's crazy. You know, Randy, you know, have you ever just wanted to kind of like give up? Have you ever wanted to say, look, you know, I want to eat. I want to, you know, enjoy foods. It's really, really hard to stick to a diabetic diet. I mean, how do you talk yourself through that?
Well, it's difficult, you know, but listen, remember, life is about choices, right? So if you don't like the way you are, you don't like the way you look, you don't like the way you feel, you don't like anything in your life, it's choices. So I know if I eat that piece of cake, man, listen, my numbers are going to shoot up. What am I going to do? So I could probably have that cake if that's all I ate that day.
Right. So, and I'd like to eat a sandwich. I'd like to eat some food, you know. Randy, when COVID hit, you know, being African-American, being diabetic, you know, how scared were you?
You know, I'm good now because, as I say, it's funny, the ADA is doing this Focus on Diabetes campaign. I've been focused on it for a long time. So I'm good now. Look, I know me. I know what to eat. I know my body. I mean, I had a food divorce many years ago, and I tried to right the ship a bit here. So I know what's good for me and what makes me feel good and how much of what. I'm really good at it now. I've been working on it for about 20 years, so I got it down, so I wasn't really worried. But I often do things like this to help people to spread the awareness so that everybody becomes aware. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Become aware of how you feel and what you see in your eyes, the blurred spots, the dark spots, the floaters. What are you seeing? What's going on out there?
Exactly.
How you feeling?
Exactly. Plus, it puts people at risk for glaucoma, macular degeneration, other things as well. You know, 1 in 11 Americans have diabetes, including kids. So, you know, Randy, we're blessed to have you help spread the word and help, you know, reach out to people. I think you're a great advocate. And anything else you'd like to tell our listeners?
Well, listen, you guys can go if you want more information to ihealth.diabetes.org. That's ihealth.diabetes.org. Go and get that checkup with your eye doctor. Get that dilated annual. Get it, man, now so you know what's going on with your eyes. Don't you want to see well ever?
Well, so true, so true. Then I'm turning 50 this year, Randy. I don't know if I want to see my reflection, but I'd like to see everybody else.
No, you're looking good. You're looking good. You're looking good. Come on now.
All right, Randy. Well, God bless. Can't wait to have you back. Follow Randy Jackson on Twitter and at Randy Jackson and go to diabetes.org and get yourself checked out. Randy, God bless. Speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is honoring those who lost their lives in service to the nation.
Remember those who gave their all in the service of America, in the service of freedom, in the service of justice.
Biden speaking there at Arlington National Cemetery, also telling families of those who have lost loved ones that their day will come when their photo brings a smile to your face before it brings a tear to your eye. Biden continues.
We live by the light of the flame of liberty. They kept burning. We're free because they were brave.
Officials in South Florida are lamenting the deadly violence that engulfed their area this Memorial Day weekend. The mayor of Miami-Dade County pleading with the public to come forward with information that may help bring those who committed crimes to justice. 2 people were killed and 20 others injured outside of a banquet hall. USA Radio News. The U.S. Defense Secretary is honoring America's fallen soldiers on this Memorial Day.
We come together to remember and to renew our sense of common purpose and to reach out to those who have long mourned and to those who newly grieve.
Lloyd Austin, speaking in Arlington, Virginia, says Gold Star families are in a fight that goes long past the funeral. He adds that families at home are also serving on the front lines. Some changes you may not be aware of are coming to Amazon's Alexa and Echo.
If you use Alexa, Echo, or any other Amazon device, you only have a few days to opt out of the experiment that leaves your personal privacy and security vulnerable. On June 8th, Amazon will automatically enroll the device in Amazon Sidewalk, giving your Wi-Fi to anybody passing by. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
China is looking to boost its population growth by allowing couples to have 3 children. The decision comes 3 weeks after Beijing put out the results of its 2020 census. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. So we might as well start prepping now, right? But we had a toilet paper shortage, mask shortage, gas shortage. We're being told that we will have an above average Atlantic hurricane season this year. I don't think it's going to be as bad as the 2020 season. I think in the 2020 season, there were so many storms that they had to just start, you know, going to the Greek letters. Once you go through the whole list of names, you then end up doing the alpha, beta, gamma, delta, whatever. So they are saying that we are expecting an above average hurricane season in the Atlantic this year. Agency predicts 13 to 20 named storms. Yeah, whenever I see that, it's like, you know, a horoscope. You know, you just be broad enough where you look right. I mean, 13 to 20, that I could have predicted that. No offense, NOAA, really, that's not pretty precise to me. But that's a lot. NOAA is forecasting 6 to 10 of these storms to become hurricanes. Top winds of at least 74 miles per hour. 3 to 5 of those storms are predicted to become major hurricanes, where their top winds are of at least 111 miles per hour. If you remember a few weeks ago, they were discussing that hurricane season might start earlier. Usually we start at June 1. June 1, we talk about, oh, we're in hurricane season. And they said, no, we're going to have to start talking about this mid-May. Well, we're in the latter half of May now. So if we are going to start getting into storm season, you might want to start stocking up on your waters, start getting the boards that you need for the windows, things like that. And for those of you that don't live in Hurricane Central, along the south or the east, southeast, you realize that when there are hurricanes, there are shortages that affect the rest of the United States. So I just think that, you know, it doesn't hurt to prepare. So the agency said there is a 60% chance of an above normal Atlantic hurricane season. I'm sorry, that's just really hedging. Just say you think it's going to be above normal. But instead they go, well, there's a 60% chance it's going to be above normal. Okay, come on. But like I said, hopefully not as bad as 2020. 2020 is a year we don't want to remember. That was a rough one. So they said, based on our current data and analysis, we do not expect a 2021 hurricane season to be as active as 2020. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. However, we do update our seasonal outlook in August, as we do each year before we move into the peak of the hurricane season. Okay, August is where we start to peak. I thought people in weather and meteorology are able to figure this stuff out months in advance. Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I see the weather get wrong, and then sometimes I'm like, how did you know? You know, it's hot outside. And they go, we're going to have a cold front in 2 days. I'm like, where are you getting this? And they go, yeah, well, you see, if you look up in the Pacific Northwest, you see how those wind currents, and then you're like, really? You really think they're going to come all the way down here? And they're right. So sometimes they're really, really good. But they're good for a few days. So when hurricane season hits really hard in August and September, apparently they're going to tell us in August what they really think. Yeah, I could have done that. Hire me. I'm looking for some extra money. So Atlantic hurricane season officially starts June 1, although we might be, they had suggested we start earlier. September is the most active month. How they categorize them. I mean, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We get like 55 plus mile per hour gusts of wind. Last night the wind was so bad we had to close up the doggy door. And the cats and dogs just decided to pee in the house, which, by the way, is no excuse because the cats have litter boxes. But they just like to go potty where the dog goes potty. So, if you're going to be named a cat, if you're going to be named a hurricane, you have to be at least 74 miles per hour, Category 1 wind. Category 2, you have to be at least 96 miles an hour. Category 3, 111. Category 4, 130 miles an hour. Category 5, 157 miles per hour. Now, how much damage? People are like, it's only a Category 1. It's a 1. Those can still cause damage. 74 to 95 mile per hour winds could cause damage, but less, obviously, than the other ones. So they call it minimal damage at landfall. Category 2 would be extensive damage by landfall. If you have a Category 3, it's considered devastating. That's the term they use. And if you have Category 4 or 5, they call it catastrophic. So average, Atlantic Ocean gets about 12 named storms. 6 become hurricanes. So they're thinking 6 to 10, it is above normal. Now, Hurricane Katrina, everybody's like, well, you know, Hurricane Katrina, what was that one? Hurricane Katrina in the water, in the Gulf, ended up being a Category 5 heading to the States. However, by the time it hit landfall, it was downgraded to a Category 3. Now, Hurricane Katrina killed over 1,800 people, caused $108 billion in damage, and it was a 3. People think Hurricane Katrina was a 5. It might have started as a 5. But when it hit land, it was only at the 3, and it caused that much damage. Now, that wasn't the deadliest hurricane to ever hit U.S. soil. The deadliest hurricane was the Great Galveston Hurricane in 1900. over 10,000 people died in that one. Now, remember, 1900, you really didn't have, you know, GPS and all the, you know, sensors and radar and all that other stuff. So my guess is it was sunny one day, and all of a sudden they saw some clouds out there going, huh, that looks like a bad storm. Unfortunately, 10,000 people died. So we have, at the conclusion of the 2020 hurricane season, there were 31 tropical depressions, 30 of which became tropical storms and hurricanes, 6 became major. So which hurricane season in the Atlantic was the highest on record? It would be 2020. So what decides a bad hurricane season? Well, we got the El Nino and the La Nina, and this always confuses people. It confuses me too, which, by the way, I wonder if they're going to change El Nino and La Nina, because, again, they're not gender neutral. You know, there's this big push for everything to become gender neutral, so I don't know how much longer they're going to talk about El Nino and La Nina. But the El Nino and La Nina forecasts and water temperatures help predict our hurricane season. So El Nino is this ocean-atmospheric interaction where sea surface temperatures rise. But this is talking Pacific. When they rise near the equatorial Pacific, near the equator, it causes wind shear in the Atlantic region, but this wind shear is linked to lower than active hurricane seasons, maybe because they have more trouble forming with the wind. So an El Nino, people are like, oh my gosh, it's going to be an El Nino. Well, El Nino, maybe it might be bad for Pacific, but for the Atlantic, which appears to affect us more, El Nino helps. La Nina, on the other hand, no. La Nina is a below-average sea surface temperature extending from the west to east Pacific Ocean. That causes less wind shear in the Atlantic, and it forecasts a more serious season. I don't believe they think we're going to be a La Nina. I think they're still trying to figure that out. Now, global warming could be at play. Climate change. I mean, I don't think my hamburger is affecting the Atlantic Ocean temperatures, to be honest. But if it remains warm, and the Atlantic Ocean becomes warmer, and the Caribbean becomes warmer, and there's more monsoon activity in Africa, it could increase hurricane activity. So, what are the Atlantic hurricane season names? So, we need to be prepared for the first one. It's Anna. Second one is Bill. And what they do is they alternate boy, girl, which, again, with gender neutral, I'm not sure where that's going to go. But they just didn't want them all. Usually the ocean, you know, they call the ship a she, the ocean a woman, Mother Nature. Well, apparently women didn't like that. So, like, all right, there'll be a Hurricane Bill. So we got Anna, Bill, Claudette, Dana, Danny, Elsa, Fred, Grace, Henry, Ida. Hurricane Ida, I'm a little worried about that. It just has that look like it's going to be in the news. Hurricane Julian is another one I'd watch. Kate, Larry, a Hurricane Larry. I'm not expecting that one to do much. Hurricane Mindy, Nicholas, Odette, Peter, Rose, Sam, Teresa, Victor, and a Hurricane Wanda. In the Pacific, we got Andres, Blanca, Carlos, Dolores, Enrique, Felicia, Guillermo, Hilda, Ignacio, Jimena, Kevin, Linda, Marty, Nora, Olaf, Pamela, Rick, Sandra, Terry, Vivian, Waldo, Zena, York, Zelda. Woo! Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I believe the Anti-Defamation League has reported over 200 anti-Semitic attacks in the U.S. since the Israeli Hamas-Gaza conflict. I believe they reached a ceasefire yesterday. We'll keep you posted on that. But in America, people have taken to the streets to fight, to protest, and to display their not solidarity, but their anti-Semitism. And unfortunately, there are attacks in multiple states. I think in Miami, there was a family just leaving temple after prayer, and people started to say, "Die Jew," and "I'm going to rape your wife," and "Hitler was right," And they aren't a part of the, they went to the temple, they prayed, it's their religion, they're going home. What, Hitler was right? What was Hitler right about? What, you know, explain to me, what is it that make people hate Jews? Or blacks, or whites, or Hispanics, or what is it that we do that's so bad? You know, I speak to my Syrian and Egyptian friends and Iranian friends and Iraqi friends, and you know, they face, you know, they face racism many times because people will see that they're from the Middle East or have Middle East roots and assume they're, I guess, a terrorist. And they're like, look, okay, hi, I'm from Syria, I'm from Egypt, I was born in America, where are you getting this? It doesn't make any sense. And I just think that it's not an innate, people don't like somebody who's, let's say, white or Jewish or black or Hispanic. I think it's people just want to hate. And they have to find a link, a opportunity in that link, in that chain link fence, to be able to focus that hate. So there's a conflict going on in Israel and Gaza. So, all right, let's go after the Jews. And it just is making no sense. I mean, I'm Jewish. I get up in the morning. I work out. I mean, I brush my teeth first. I pee, work out. I go to work. I come home. What is it, me as a Jew, that is so bad? What am I doing to the world that's so bad? I mean, why is anti-Semitism so rampant? What is it about Jews that make us, you know, so unpopular among so many different, I guess, groups of anti-Semites? It just makes no sense. And you know, people say, well, it stems from the Bible. Okay, I don't buy that, and I understand. I understand Ishmael versus Isaac. Right? Hagar gave birth to Ishmael. Sarah finally got pregnant with Isaac. Sarah didn't like Hagar, right, around, you know, sleeping with her husband. From what I understand in the Bible, Hagar and Ishmael were banished. If that is the root, if that is what you are waking up every morning and reading and saying, you see, I have to hate all Jews because of what Sarah did after she gave birth, I'm sorry, that absolutely makes no sense. I mean, we might be religious, but how many of us really, you know, have our day-to-day passions and emotions based on something that happened thousands of years ago that wasn't even involving us? Yeah, I mean, you know, well, Eve ate the forbidden fruit, so you're going to hate women because of something Eve did? It's ridiculous. It is so ridiculous. So when I see that there are issues in New York and Miami and Los Angeles and, you know, people taunting Jews and throwing things at them, and I guess one guy's been hospitalized from an attack, and, you know, people say, well, how do they know they were Jewish? Well, if they're wearing a kippah or a yarmulke, you know, if they're wearing a head covering, you could tell. You know, Jews are proud. You know, and they wear it as a head covering out of respect. And so they're could be very easily visualized, and unfortunately they then become targets of people out there that just want to hate. And it makes our Iranian and Syrian and Jordanian and Egyptian friends and Lebanese friends, it makes them look racist when they're not. These are individuals who are radicals that feel it is on them to wipe every Jew off the face of the earth. And I just need some clarity as to how that's supposed to make the earth better. And please don't tell me climate change, okay? I don't, no. Especially since a lot of Jews are vegan. So, can't blame climate change on the Jews. So what is it? I mean, why do Jews appear weak enough for people to think that they could be anti-Semitic and attack? I don't understand where they get that. You know, because that's one of the reasons why people will choose why they will bully. They'll find somebody they perceive as weak. And, you know, we're still here. I mean, people were tarring and feathering Mormons. They thought Mormons aren't weak. I mean, there's this perceived weakness is brewing this hatred. And sometimes people say, well, it's fear. They fear. No, I don't think it is. Well, they fear. You know, people say, well, you know, they fear, you know, that's why people want to suppress and oppress communities because they fear them. I mean, maybe that's part of it. But I really think people just hate and they want an excuse and they want to hate somebody. And they feel like they could get more of a majority opinion picking one side or one race or another. But this is 2021. And the Jews, especially after what happened during the Holocaust, right, if they're smart, they're no way going to let anything like that happen again. And so if you think Jews are weak, they're not. Jews know how to fight. Jews know how to defend themselves. Jews know how to, you know, prevent an attack on their family. You could try to do this in the streets. You could try to, you know, garner as much public support against us. But we have done for our communities, just as anybody else has done, just as our Catholics, our Mormons, our Baptists, our Protestant, our Muslim neighbors have done. All right, we deserve to be in America just as anybody else's. We deserve to be in Israel. We deserve to live in Syria and Egypt and other places where Jews live. And if you think that you're going to wipe off a race that has been around for thousands of years and is very closely intertwined with our Christian brothers and sisters and our Muslim brothers and sisters, you have another thing coming. So take your radical, anti-Semitic, racist butt and just get the heck out of America or get the heck out of a country, because there is no way Jews are giving up and there's no way American Jews or our Christians or Muslim neighbors are going to let people do that to a group. Because if you as a Muslim or a Hispanic, Latino or a white or black allow this sort of racism or anti-Semitism or bigotry exist, you're next. And I think those of us that have been persecuted are done with it. Right? You don't like us? Fine. Live with it. We're here. You want to blame the world's woes on somebody who eats matzah for Passover? You got a tough time convincing the world that that's really what's going on. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.